A Lincoln resident suffered moderate injuries in a traffic crash in Benton County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 38-year-old Gregory Major ran off the right side of the roadway, overcorrected, crossed the center line, then ran off the left side of the roadway and struck a tree. Major reportedly was transported by private vehicle to a hospital in Sedalia for treatment. The crash happened just before 5 p.m. on Route H west of Will Houston Road. Two Higbee residents were hurt in traffic crash involving wildlife in Boone County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 21-year-old Gentry Campbell reportedly struck a deer in the roadway. Campbell and a passenger in his vehicle, 31-year-old Jason Gray, each suffered minor injuries. The report says neither man was wearing a seatbelt. The injured men were transported by ambulance to a hospital in Columbia for treatment. The crash happened just after 7:30 p.m. on U.S. Highway 63, 1/2 mile north of Lake Road. A building that was torn down near the Marshall Square on Saturday currently is being cleaned up by Marshall Municipal Services crew. Director of Marshall Municipal Services Bill Anderson said the process will take a few days, but he says he's hoping it'll be finished by the end of this week. Anderson says more than municipal services took part in tearing down process.
The teardown was done primarily by municipal services, but municipal utilities, both the electric department and the water department, have assisted with personnel and equipment.
Anderson says the final dollar figure for the project will cost the city should wind up being close to the estimate.
I do not have the overall cost until we get done, but our estimate for the disposal of everything was between $5,000 and $10,000. There's going to be some additional costs with backfill and additional gravel that we may have to purchase, but those should be fairly small.
Anderson says the lot, which is directly behind the Jim the Wonder Dog Memorial Garden, will remain vacant for the time being. He says the city has received some tentative offers, but nothing has been decided as of yet. Anderson said this is the final demolition project before the city's crews start working on the city streets. He said demolitions are scheduled to pick up again this fall. Since City Administrator Dave Hoagland was hired in September and started his job in early October 2016, city employees have torn down four old, dilapidated houses and two old buildings, the other being the 200 block of West Arrow Street. The Missouri Department of Transportation has some roadwork scheduled to begin today in Carroll County. According to a news release, MoDOT has scheduled drainage work on Route E from routes Double E to Double O with an estimated completion date of Wednesday, March 1st. All work is weather permitting. And also today, the Missouri Department of Transportation has a couple of roadwork projects scheduled in Cooper County. According to a news release, MoDOT has scheduled daylight roadside maintenance on Route 5 between I-70 and Route 50 with an estimated completion date of Friday, March the 3rd. Also scheduled is daylight roadside maintenance on Route D between Route 87 and Route O with completion by Friday, March the 10th. One lane will be open and crews will flag traffic through the work area during each project. All work is weather permitting. For more information on MoDOT projects, you can call 1-888-ASK-MoDOT or visit the website www.modot.org. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.